I'm particularly concerned at the fact that the EU would be engaging with them in relation to agreeing to any type of a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic at this point in time. I think it's absolutely crucial that the EU and the Irish government push to try and ensure that there is special status for Northern Ireland that would actually allow for free movement of goods and trade on the island, because any type of border between the six counties and the Republic would greatly impede our economic growth, would it be greatly detrimental to our own county in Donegal, and would increase costs for local businesses in terms of actually getting goods transported out of the county and into the county from other parts of the country, and indeed as well from Northern Ireland and Britain.
But surely if it came to it, an invisible border would be the better option as opposed to a manned one?
An invisible border certainly would be better than a manned one, but I think at this point in time it's premature to actually concede on that point. I think the objective has to be to try and ensure that there isn't any border, and in particular that the status of Northern Ireland is recognised. And the focus needs to be on what type of arrangement being put in place that can keep the current arrangements whereby Northern Ireland and the Republic can operate as one from a transport point of view and an economic point of view, and try to ensure that the EU and the British negotiators can come to an arrangement which actually grants a status to Northern Ireland that allows that to continue.